This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And now, the main course, the part of the show where we talk about food.
Enrico, do you remember when people loved bread?
I remember dimly reading about it in school.
Exactly.
A long time
this
ago.
Is before the purging of the carbs and the gluten wars.
Yep.
But there was a time when people unabashedly loved baked dough, and one bakery in Manhattan is making it hard not to. It's called Arcade Bakery, and their laminated baguette has eaters in ecstasy.
So it's like a long loaf wrapped in plastic?
Exactly. It's a waterproof baguette.
Oh.
No. To find out what it is, I met with Roger Garral, who owns the arcade. First, though, I had to ask him his opinion of bread haters.
We had anti-carb, and then we got into this gluten phobia, and both of those have seemed to settle down. I mean, my perspective is, you know, if you look at the history of nutritional claims in American society, you just have a lot of stuff that's come and gone, and you don't have very much useful information. But we have 10,000 years of bread as sustaining human evolution and civilization. So, I mean, on the one hand, we have this food product that's critical for human civilization. And then on the other hand, we have a lot of marketing stuff that needs to sell magazines. So you pick and choose what you want. The other thing I'll say is if you were to analyze the fittest people on the planet, you know, the highest performing athletes on the planet, their diet, not exclusively, but in general, features an incredible amount of carbohydrates. So, you know, take that with
a grain of pretzel salt.
A grain of pretzel salt.
The centerpiece of your success is the laminated baguette. Can you tell me, or for people who don't know, what that is?
So laminated means layered. The most common laminated products are croissant and puff pastry. And what we layer in baking typically is dough and butter. And so this is something a little bit different because here, instead of using a croissant or puff pastry dough, we're layering baguette dough with butter. We only laminate a fraction of the dough. So most of it is just regular baguette dough with an outer layer of the laminated dough. So we just have the crust that's really laminated, but the interior of the baguette is still baguette dough.
So everyone loves baguettes. Why change the recipe at all?
There's no need to change the recipe, but I was working for a competition, and as part of the competition, we had to do decorative baguettes. So the problem was to come up with something that was slightly new for a decorative baguette. It wasn't meant to be eaten, so the layering can be really attractive. So it was more an aesthetic decision than it was, something to think about eating.
The other side of this question is, having interviewed some French chefs and pastry chefs over the years, has anyone gotten uptight about this? Do they feel like this is a corruption of some classic item?
I mean, I haven't gotten that feedback, but I would totally respect that feedback. I mean, that makes sense to me. It's not, you know, a traditional baguette. I prefer the regular baguette to a laminated baguette myself, so I totally would understand that.
All right, fair enough. Well, we have one of these before us, and it looks like a classic baguette, except, yeah, there's this beautiful layer around it. And then is that salt that we have on?
This one is pretzel salt, and then the other one we have is with poppy seeds and sesame seeds and salt.
All right, would you mind cutting the pretzel salt one open for me, and then maybe you can show me the distinction between the baguette dough and the lamination?
Oh, yeah, so on the outside you can see the flaky part. That's going to be the laminated section of the dough. And then the interior is the regular baguette dough. But one of the trade-offs you get to make the product really look nice is we bake it in a special pan. As a result, it doesn't have as nice of an interior as a traditional baguette does. So the mouthfeel is a little bit heavier.
All right, I'm going to taste this. I'm guessing you probably don't want to taste any more of this today. It is a dream. It's much butterier on the outside, and there is a density on the inside. So now we're going to try the seeded baguette. And these are poppy seeds, sesame seeds, anything else?
And a little bit of salt as well.
All right. I think my producer made us cut this just so we have to take it home.
That's fine, yes. By all means, take it home.
Sometimes I suspect these pieces are just a way to get Krista into these places she dreams of eating. Let me taste it. Mmm. I love that. Is there a little char on there, or is that just the poppy?
I think that's just the poppy, yeah.
Exquisite. And this feels a little less, like, even looking at the crust, it's a little less buttery than maybe the pretzel salt.
I think maybe the seeds, you know, balance out the butteriness, so they undercut the butteriness.
This is definitely a new weapon in the war on carbs. Look out, bread haters.
Roger Garral, owner of the Arcade Bakery. We have pictures of those beauteous baguettes at our website, dinnerpartydownload.org.